What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Eggman.
I'm Gordon Bombay, the new hockey coach.
All right, let's go! Line B, come on!
We're Team USA, gathered from all across America. And we're gonna stick together. You know why?
Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. The Panthers got the measles and had to forfeit the season. I'm Mike, that's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, the definitive Mighty Ducks podcast. We are working remotely here. We're in a period of social distancing due to the coronavirus, so we're all in three different places, but we're still the hardest working podcast in the business, so we are doing the remote podcast, and who knows, maybe if this has to go longer, maybe we can have more people sort of join our little hangout.
We're gonna have like a little jam.
Yeah, we'll just get a bunch of people in here at the same time. Yeah, so that was my thought, but a lot to get through.
What we could do is we could charge like $2 to join our Skype session.
Oh, that's a good call. So this is actually what I'm going to do. If you become a producer of the show, if you give a donation, there's a link in the show notes to the donation. You can give $1 a month, $12 a year. You can join our little Skype hangout here that we have going. And yeah, we'll come and you can hang out. And if you don't want a recurring donation and just want a lump sum, we can figure that out. Just let us know. Go to quackattack.com. We can contact us there. But we got a lot to get. We've got a lot to get through.
Quick side note.
Okay.
Listening to this in 2020 and you are not participating actively in the social distancing, what the fuck is wrong with you? Stay your ass home. It's scary times out there, so listen to the people that are telling you to stay away from others.
Yeah,
unless of course you have a job that is like public services, are very very important to the process as well.
Yes.
Yeah, stay safe out there, kids, and listen to the experts. Don't go to the bars, although they're closing down a lot of bars. So
I saw a tweet that, and there were just like thousands of people in Florida at the beach, and it's come on, guys.
Yeah, that's what happened in Italy, and look where they are now. So let's get it together here, folks. Especially if you're in America. I don't know how it is in like Australia and stuff like that. We got some Australian listeners. In America, it's getting pretty serious. So let's stick together here, guys, by staying apart. All right, PSA over. Let's go to the topic at hand. First of all, a lot of news to get through. First, speaking of coronavirus, according to globalnews.ca, they are reporting that production has stopped, plus Mighty Ducks TV series. They were filming in Vancouver. That production has apparently stopped. I reached out to Disney. They did not respond. So to come. Possibly more
but
to come.
Today, they did shut down the borders today, too.
Yeah, Canada.
Well, it's open between the U.S. and Canada still, though.
Oh, really? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought I said.
Yeah, they're allowing American citizens. And then from the tweet I saw, a bunch of people were mad. They're like, America's like the worst country. So why are you letting U.S.
people? They should build a wall.
Yeah, there you go. Nice. So we'll see. We were trying to get out there, but obviously that might be in flux now, and the whole thing is in flux, obviously. So I'll try to get some more updates later episodes. On a happier note, to his GoFundMe page, Sean Weiss out of jail, so he's bonded out. They're starting the treatment program, Goldberg, for those of you who did not know, going through rehab, that kind of stuff. So we'll try to keep you updated with that. ECHL canceled the rest of its season. So official minor leaguer of the Quack Attack podcast, Bo Brower, his season's just over. Was traded to Rapid City, played one game there, and then they canceled the season. So we'll try to have him on maybe the next episode to talk about everything that happened. And he'll give some... He's always been good for that. And if you want to follow along in the future episodes... So I've started watching Mighty Ducks animated series on Disney+. We're going to have an episode with those first five episodes going over the first five episodes where I explained to Tommy and Kevin the plot of this animated series. I've watched the first two episodes so far, and we had already watched these, but I had forgotten just how crazy they were. So one guy, just a spoiler alert, one guy gets pulled into an interdimensional like limbo by a worm, by a giant electromagnetic worm. So there's that to look forward to. But if you want to follow along, now would be the time to start watching them. You have some time. You're going to be staying at home, so you have some time to sort of power through these. So keep that in mind. And then finally, before we go to the topic at hand, let's check in on Kevin's Kintoken investment. December 2016, Kevin purchases roughly $300 worth of the cryptocurrency Kintoken. It steadily declined. It was at $2 something last time. But I'm interested to see how this scare has affected it, Kevin. Do we have a number of where you're at now?
Let's see. Yes, we're down to 153.
Okay.
Is that an all-time low, or have you gone under a dollar?
I feel like it's gotten lower before. I do not remember, though.
I feel like it's gotten lower, too, but not by much. I don't think we've gone under a dollar. We've been right around a dollar. But I was hoping, like, an inverse...
Exciting time.
Yeah. I was hoping for, like, an inverse curve. So, like, stock market goes down, cryptocurrency goes up, but that is not coming to fruition.
Yeah, they're getting hit hard, too. They're getting hit hard very, very much.
All right. With all that out of the way, let's go to the topic at hand here. Staying with the coronavirus theme, I was thinking about this. We have a quack question later on that I'll address, but was thinking about Mighty Ducks D1 and the Panthers getting the measles. And we've had a lot of cancellations with sporting events. Pretty much all sporting events are on pause at the very least. Many of them have been canceled. So I just want to talk about this measles outbreak in 1992. Was it handled correctly by the league and kind of the ramifications that come from it? So you have one entire team that gets the measles here. Measles are it's an airborne illness. So it spreads through like coughing and sneezing, that kind of stuff. First measles vaccines introduced in 1963. There was an outbreak in 1990, actually, which led to a change to where you got a second dosage as a child. So in 1992, there were 2,200 cases of the measles. That was a 77% decrease from 1991. And that 1991 number was a 92% decrease, from 1990. So obviously, there was a bit of a scare in the early 90s. Do you think the league handled it correctly, where they just did not let the Panthers play?
I mean, I don't know the severity of it in Minnesota, but maybe they should have taken it a step further. Because I guess we don't know when they shut it down either, or when they shut them down.
That's a good point. So do we think they got it before the season? Or did they play games and then forfeit the rest of the season?
It seems like if they had played games, maybe they would have shuttered the league. Just because it's like, hey, a kid on the Panthers has measles, now a bunch of them do, and all these other kids were exposed to them. I don't know. And also, it's like saying they had the measles, I was thinking back, I have never known anyone to have the measles.
Yeah.
And so even though you get like the measles, mumps, rubella, like inoculation, so like, you know, like, oh yeah, measles, that's like a thing. It's not really a thing. If you know someone who had it, incredibly rare, it seems.
Yeah. So you would, maybe the vaccination aspect comes into play here. Like, I guess, are they just assuming the rest of the kids were vaccinated?
All right, so maybe I'm jumping down, but I think this would come up inevitably in our discussion here. Does Hans have access to, like, a lab? Does he infect the Panthers with the measles? He gives it to one kid to get them to forfeit, knowing that the measles would have, like, taken one of the Ducks' spots.
Hmm. So we have theorized about Hans before and possibly infecting the team, but that's a good question about how many actual kids. Because if there's just one kid, do they go, oh, abundance of caution, we're going to let the whole team forfeit? That's kind of like...
Maybe there's like a really dumb parent thought it was like the chicken pox. And it's like, oh, we should just have a measles party to expose them all to it. We can get it all now. And they don't realize till at the end. It's like, no, idiot. No, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think... This is a good question. I was just assuming the entire team eventually got the measles, which would lead to the question is, why were all the unvaccinated kids on the same team? But maybe it was just one kid? And does Hans... Like, if one kid gets it, is it the right play to have that whole team forfeit out of, like, caution? Or should they have let them play?
I think out of caution, it's probably the best move. But again, I think if they did play games, you almost have to kind of go a little bit further than that.
Yeah, but this was 1992. I feel like we're living in a coronavirus world now where everything can be canceled. Do you think they had the same mindset back then?
Well, this was mid-outbreak already, wasn't it, Wise?
So, yeah. So, the outbreak was in 1990, really. And then they made some adjustments. So, 91, there was a 77% decrease in measles cases. And then in 1992, there was a 92% reduction in measles cases from that 1991 number. So, we were already on the downswing there. So do we think, like, if we're on the downswing, is that okay then? Do we just let them play?
I think you can't.
Yeah, I think there was probably an abundance of caution just based on that timeline. So in order to prevent another outbreak, they probably made the right call.
Should they have gone further? I guess assuming that this team... Maybe they had some preseason scrimmages or something. Because it couldn't have been too far in advance because you would figure like they would disband the team and then maybe some of those kids played on other teams or went elsewhere. But they just had – they were expecting this team to play and then they immediately went 0-and whatever. So, yeah, it couldn't have been like, oh, we're just not going to have them in the league. So it was either right before the season or it had to be during the season. Maybe early on in the season. In that situation.
Or it could have been like late in the season. And it's like, hey, they've already played 10 games, but they can't keep playing. We're just going to, like, they're forfeiting the rest of their games. And also they're into the playoffs. And that might make the most sense. It's like, hey, they've already played half their games. And it's like, that just frees up a spot. And then the question is just, do we think that all the rest of the players, like at a winter break or something?
Hmm. Mason would, yeah, just be, should they have let the league continue in that situation? Are they just trying to get in under the wire to where like, oh, we'll just play the playoffs and then the season will be over. So if these kids get the measles, then they get the measles, but it's not our deal.
There's a lot of money riding on this league. I mean,
yeah. I mean, was this an act of biological warfare?
I think we have to assume
yes
that Hans's master plan. Yeah, like I said, we've talked about this before. I think we have to assume that Hans's master plan involved needing to remove the Panthers. Like maybe his timeline to get Gordon on the Ducks was not as fast as he wanted. So they were like, oh, we can't make the playoffs unless the team forfeits. So that would go with Tommy's timeline that this was late in the season. So, yeah, then it's a question of how does Hans convince... You would figure there'd be some youth hockey...
Maybe it was almost like they didn't actually have the measles. Maybe he, like, forged in a way, like... Because, you know, he probably has, like, all kinds of people on payroll. Where they got like a false positive planted or something. And then Hans, who essentially is like the board of directors, like he's the guy pulling all the strings, then he probably says like whittles because they've got the measles. And if anyone wants to argue with me, you know, come down to the skate shop. I'll never get heard of again.
Ooh, now we're making progress, I feel like. Because I think the initial question is, how does someone get the measles in the 90s? And there was, I guess, in my research, it did pull up some evidence, but it was still, 1992, just 2,200 cases. So that would make more sense, just because how much is a team going to argue if, A, they are bumping up in the standings, possibly, and B, someone says that this youth team is going to quit its entire season and all the kids are going to be sad because
and we don't know how good the Panthers were to begin with. Right.
Right. So on the standings,
they could have been like the second worst team.
Yeah. On the standings, they were just, I think they were 0-14, but that's probably after they forfeited a lot of games. But that does bring up a question, I guess. If they forfeited the rest of the season, would you have them still count those wins?
I think it's just easier in, like, the playoffs and everything.
Yeah, because I don't. It wouldn't be, like, an ineligibility kind of thing. It would be, you know, I wouldn't say you would retroactively change, you know, the outcomes of games. It's not like they cheated. Like,
the only, like, cheating scenario I could imagine is, like, they let a kid on who didn't have his inoculations, and that is, like, a strict violation, and if a team does that, then they're stripped of their wins or something, and then they forfeit. I've never heard of anything like that happening, but it's like almost like having an ineligible player, and so maybe they did do that, and then it's just like, hey, all your games are canceled, and it's, you know, the adult's fault here. But that seems kind of harsh. But you know, there are definitely stranger rules and like crazier like youth league parents around there. So
okay. So
like, you always hear stories of youth leagues trying to like cheat and stack the teams to have all the best players.
Yeah.
Which literally happened to the Hawks.
Yeah. Yeah. They were moving the borders for sure. So just to recap our theory, Panthers are playing. It's unclear how good they are, but late in the season, it is found that there was a rogue inoculated kid, unvaccinated kid. I don't know the right word for it, but
unvaccinated,
yeah, kid who is allowed in, which is a violation of league rules. He does or does not actually get the measles.
I don't know. I feel like, you know, maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Maybe Hans makes sure that he does get it just for to kind of ensure that. Like, no one's like, well, hey, just kick that kid off the team. It's like, no, he had the measles now. And now he's potentially giving it to all his teammates.
Mm-hmm.
And so yeah, he's got to keep him out of the league.
I feel like Hans was, like, piping this in through the air conditioner or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, so maybe he had more than one just to make sure it happened. Hedging his bets there a little bit. So, yeah, so then that happens. Panthers forfeit all their games. Ducks all of a sudden have two games where they really need a win and a tie to make the playoffs, and then they go on the run. That's impressive. Impressive work by Hans. Impressive work by us just to figure it all out. But to go back, would you have canceled the season if it was your league?
I think if they had played games, no, well, and it's easy to say this in hindsight, but it's like, if it's anywhere, I don't know how, like, easily, obviously it's pretty easy to pass it to somebody else, but like in the NBA this year, it was like one person got it, and then like the next day it was like four other people were diagnosed with it, or three other, however many it was. So I just think in like such close quarters like that, it spreads like wild.
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Does measles kill people?
Yes, I think so. Let me look it up. But, Tommy, in that, assuming it does, would you have canceled the league?
I think if there was a single positive test on a single team, I'd say no, just assuming that the vaccine is like, hey, none of these other kids are at risk, so we don't need to cancel it or whatever. Yeah, just a lot of unknowns, and you don't really, it's just kind of like a throwaway line, but when we dive down and have a 30-minute podcast about it, it is kind of like, what's going on here? So I guess maybe the better question is, what should the Panthers have gotten instead? You know, I could say like them all getting chicken pox and being like at the end of the season.
Yeah, the mortality rate of measles is 15%.
Oh, that's
pretty high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So knowing that, and if this happened now, I think, yes, I would have canceled the season. Yeah, Tommy.
Maybe the kid got it and died.
Oh.
And they're just like, we're not going to keep playing.
Oh, the team. Like,
because we're grieving.
The team pulled
and
out.
They say, and that's just kind of like what they say. It's like, oh, they got the measles. It's like their colloquialism for, hey, this kid died from the measles.
Mm. That makes
sense. I feel like they'd keep playing, though, to honor him.
I don't know.
That's tough.
That's true. Well, maybe there's like an alternate, reality show where the Panthers the next year come back and, become the D5, the feel-good story, and like win the league the next year teammate.
And they've got a whole they've got a six-man situation going on, so there's a ghost helping them out.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah. What would you call this show? Or movie?
Ice Ghost.
Ice Angel?
Ice Ghost.
I don't know.
Ooh, Ice Angel.
I don't know. We'll have to workshop it. But
is there I know there's like obviously angels in the outfield and there's like an angels in the end zone, which is pretty bad. Did they ever make like a hockey version of like the angels in the ice or whatever?
Not that I know of. Not that I know.
Looks like we found the script for the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, the sequel like 20 years later. So I like the idea that the kid got the measles, and well, I don't like this idea, but I think this is the most realistic idea. The kid got the measles, died, and they were pretty sure the rest of the team had been vaccinated, but just out of caution, they're like, let's not spread it just in case, and these kids are sad, so we'll just forfeit our games and move on. So any disagreement, Tommy or Kevin?
Not from me.
Nah, yeah. The only thing that I would say is that if they did play actual games, then it probably gets canceled. The season.
The entire league. Yeah.
The league, yes.
Yeah, I think, like I
said. Maybe Han just keeps them on the bottom of the table just for, good measure, because he is the baseball reference of this junior hockey league.
Mm-hmm. The only thing I have is that I feel like we were not as freaked out in the 90s as we are now, so maybe they're like, especially if it was late in the season, I feel like they're just like, oh, let's try to finish this and then we'll disperse and no one will be the worse for wear.
I think you're underestimating I'm sure there was quite a bit of panic that another measles outbreak would happen.
That's true. Maybe
they swept it under the rug.
Yeah. Maybe it wasn't in Minnesota as much as it was elsewhere. I'd have to look, but you would assume it would be everywhere. So are we saying that they played or they didn't play then? I could go either way, but I think they played. Tommy?
Yeah, I think they played.
Kevin?
Agreed.
Oh, they actually did play. Okay. We'll move on from that. If you disagree, you know where to find us.
What's that?
We'll move on. I was expecting you to say that you didn't think they would play a game, but I'm glad we're in consensus. So if the Quackalites disagree, they know where to find us. Let's.
Well, maybe we can ask Brill, like, why did you pick the measles? And maybe he's got a great story about that.
That is a good point. We might have asked him, or I think we joked about the measles when we first talked to him, but we didn't really get into it. So
well, we can take a look and we can send him our theories and he can say, well, like, here are our 11 theories about it. Why don't you tell us what it was like in the writer's room when you guys had this same discussion?
Yeah. And he's probably gonna be like, it was just a throwaway line. They needed to make the playoffs somehow, but we'll find out. Yeah, he's got nothing but times. I guess he could like start editing the first few episodes or whatever. I don't know how long they are. And I know they at least wrapped up the pilot, according to some Instagram posts from some of the actors. So we'll keep you up to date on that as well. Try to get Brill on a number of different topics, I guess. And let's take a short break, and then we'll come back with the Quack question.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are back with the Quack question. It's an email Quack question. It comes from Sammy. It's going to stay on this pandemic theme, pandemic/disease theme. Very depressing episodes, I feel like. But I guess you got to do it sometimes. You got to go the way the world is going. So Sammy asks, D2 was released in March 1994. What if the Junior Goodwill Games were right now, March 2020? Does the coronavirus pandemic cancel the games? If the games do go on, what countries don't attend, and how does it affect the brackets? Which ducks are super cautious, and who touches all the microphones at a press conference? Who pulls the Banks and tries to play through it? What about Jan and Tibbles, who are a bit older? And then she says, too soon? I'm sorry. I'm in an area shut down except for essential services like hospitals, grocery stores, and gas stations, and I'm super bored already. So I would say, obviously, the games would be canceled.
Yes.
But sort of initial thoughts on the Ducks and how they would handle this pandemic here.
Well, I think, I mean, obviously, the easy answer for who touches the microphone is Karp, but I think Averman is probably the better choice.
Mm-hmm.
He would try to do that as a joke.
I think Karp accidentally like touches a lot of stuff. Like they're just like, Karp, don't touch anything. And then he immediately like takes off his gloves, like falls, puts his hands all over.
Yeah.
And his face. But yeah, Averman would definitely be like the jokester joking about it.
Yeah. And then he would probably get it, just like a Rudy Gobert situation. If this happened in March, they were playing games in March. So if they got to Los Angeles, you would figure the other teams were there. That would just be a mess. Does Hendrix Hockey, which we are assuming is at least the sponsor of Team USA, you would figure they have some sort of sponsorship with the games as well. Does that have any implications on their business? And, are they the ones sort of trying to fight through this and make the teams play?
I can definitely see that, them kind of trying to put the screws to like the actual organizers, because they have invested so much money. So I can definitely see that. I don't think it would be very successful, but I do think it would hurt their business. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Hendrix... Obviously, we were not aware of them until they sponsored Team USA here. So I feel like they have a lot riding on these games. Does Tibbles maintain his job if these games are canceled? And obviously not his fault, but he does seem to be under a lot of pressure.
Unless there are people within Hendrix who weren't on board to begin with, and then this just kind of compounds that. I don't think in just by getting rid of Tibbles, though, just because he just had some bad luck.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I could see Tibbles pitching like, ooh, Hendrix, what if we make a hand sanitizer brand out of it too? Hendrix hand sanitizer. Like, I could see him looking for that. I also could see, like, the Ducks getting to L.A. and then canceling the game, but then still, like, playing street hockey with, like, you know, Russ's crew. So,
Yeah, I think that would definitely happen. That's a good point on Tibbles. He's pitching Bombay and all this stuff, so maybe the Air Bombay, they go with the Bombay hand sanitizer, and Bombay is the spokesperson, and he does all the PSAs, like Coach O is doing PSAs, the LSU coach. So I highly recommend you watch that. If you don't know who Coach
O is. That's great.
Yeah. If you don't know who Coach O is, you're in for a treat. It's probably even better if you don't know. But yeah, I think obviously the games would be canceled. Does Iceland make it back? Because you figure if one of the Iceland players gets it, sort of dangerous team to have to go back to their home country, and especially with Wolf the Dentist Stanson, how does he sort of handle it?
How does he handle what?
Like the coronavirus. Does he say like, oh, everyone's being wusses and like we are strong and we are Iceland and we are going to power through it? Or does he take the necessary steps and know his beloved Iceland is a small country where everyone's sort of in some close proximity there?
No, I think he's definitely the leading candidate to kind of, you know, try to force his way through or force his players to continue practicing and things like that. I think he definitely puts his players, he puts his players in jeopardy and others as well.
Nice. All right. I think we have this answer then. And I think that's it for us, unless you guys have anything else.
I just wanted, and I'm probably going to get Mike in trouble if he does this right now, but I just wanted to give a quick duck call.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Mike's going at home with a wife and a baby and a couple dogs.
That duck call is going to make them all go wild.
So this duck call goes out to Maestro J, who's at Cine8Bits on Twitter. And I just wanted to give him a duck call because I post a photo of us, you know, showing people how we're socially distancing. And I posted it as we were going on air. And he made a great point. And he's urging ESPN to give us airtime. He said, "They're making pods. You guys have nothing to air. Give them airtime," which of course we agree with. So ESPN, get on it and get us on there.
Yeah. So he has been pushing ESPN to get us on for a while. And like I responded to one of his earlier tweets, we can come up with a lot of pseudo sports content. Like there are turkey leg eating contests and different challenges we can definitely do. We just need the airtime and maybe a little bit of a some cash, some production budget. But even without that, I feel like we could entertain more people than whatever is happening on ESPN now. I don't even know what's happening on ESPN. So, what's his name? Maestro J?
I will say this is a not a flattering photo of me. So thank you, Kevin.
And people are very upset, Tommy, because you're touching your face, which you're not supposed to be doing.
I'm washing my hands like I'm in my house. Not like slapping five.
Anyway, for us, thequackatech.com. Go there, contact us at QuackatechPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackatechPod. Go to iTunes, give us 5 stars. There's a link on the website to the shop, but there's also a link in the show notes to donate just $12 a year, and let's make this Google Hangouts thing happen. With that, remember, Ducks fly together.
Quack, quack. Ain't no turning back.